in that consultation, there were a number of options put forward by the minister. The first option was no change in the current arrangements. The second option was a ban on fish, on a fishing method, on pair trawling. And the other third and fourth options were around excluding vessels of a certain size. So what we're saying is we don't support any of those options. We do support management in the inshore waters, and we do support additional management measures where they're needed. But the options put forward are very arbitrary. It's just on a vessel length or a ban on fishing gear. And we really don't think that that's a good approach. It doesn't address the problems. The problems, you know, we should be targeted measures at the fisheries and the areas that are actually needed to be managed rather than just a blanket ban. So that's really where we're coming from.
Donnic, is there anything that you think would be a simple solution here that Minister's missing?
Well, I think it's looking at those at areas within the 6 nautical miles, you know, where there are known to be spawning grounds, where there's known to be areas of small fish nursery grounds, in some of the bays where, you know, there may be issues around dolphins and protecting dolphins and or protecting sensitive habitats. But as I say, what we really, you know, rather than just ban everything in the whole 6 nautical miles around the whole island, it's really just targeting those measures at where data shows, where there's information to show that there are issues that need to be addressed and that management measures are needed.
And there would also be concerns that if another ban were to come in place, it would put further pressure on fishermen who are already suffering the impacts of Brexit.
That's it. I mean, particularly some of our members, we have a number of vessels who have traditionally fished the herring in the northwest area. That fishery has had a decline in the last number of years, but in the last maybe 2 years, the science has shown a much more positive reaction in that stock. It seems to be recovering quite well. If we were just to ban, to go with the options that are put on the table, some of those vessels will be effectively excluded from that fishery and excluded from that fishery forevermore. And that, you know, on top of the losses they've had on Brexit with cutting mackerel quotas and other quotas, you know, really that's putting another layer of economic pressure on boats that are, let's be honest, are struggling these days to make a compete. As I say, we're very much in favour of managing those fisheries problems properly, having proper management measures there to, you know, limit the access to what's needed, you know, having vessel quotas or whatever's needed to control the fisheries. But as I say, just excluding them is going to add pressure onto boats that are already struggling.